I've been listening to you guys talk about the electric cars for a little bit and kind of laughing because I was in the lithium-ion battery industry for over a decade, and I know a lot of the ugly truths behind that whole industry. And I forgot the name of the other gentleman, but he hit the nail on the head. Actually, electric vehicles cause more damage to the environment, cradle to grave, than an ICE car. And all of the EPA ranges listed on those vehicles are grossly, and I mean grossly, exaggerated. There's been all kinds of drive studies done, like on the electric F-150, you know, where they claim 200 and some miles of range, you know, on a full charge. And when it's fully charged, it'll display that range until you actually put it into gear and pull out of the garage, and all of a sudden it drops some. Heaven forbid you want to tow a trailer, that 200 and some mile range drops to about 90. And don't even think about trying to take a trip across the country, because they tried to do that with that F-150 Lightning and had all sorts of trouble trying to get the thing recharged at different stations. Either the charger's not working, or a line around the corner, or something. They're not compatible. Just all kinds of stuff. Back to you, Sean.